From the chilly safety on her gleaming white office, Dalla watched Admiral Nyathol's funeral events on her monitor. Nyathol was laid out in a transparisteel display casket mounted atop a repulsor lift-based flat-topped vehicle that moved at a serene pace from its starting position at the Mon Calamari Embassy grounds toward the distant plaza of the Founders, the great circular public gathering place erected in the wake of the Yuuzhan-Vong War. The procession was, of course, aerial. A marching event would have to take place down in the dark, dank surface levels or along winding, narrow, elevated pedwalks high in the air, neither of which promoted a sense of somber elegance. And so all participants rode speeders of various types, mostly fully enclosed dark vehicles suited to politicians. Immediately before and after the casket craft were large barges carrying units of the Galactic Alliance Navy Drum Corps. As the procession moved along Coruscant's permacrete canyons, they played a martial, percussive rhythm that echoed off the sky towers. It was a stirring performance, suited to Nyathol's career and temperament. It sounded like distant thunder, organized into music. After the Drum Corps craft came the dark airspeeders of the attending ambassadors, officers, and other important beings who had regularly dealt with Nyathol in life. It was a long train of vehicles. The procession cruised at one of the standard traffic altitudes, a height where civilian pedwalks were common, and the walkways along the entire procession route were thick with citizens. Dalla saw not just faces, but also signs in that throng, some of them hand-printed placards, some flashing diodes on thin sheets of flexiplast. One read, "GA out of Mon Calamari." Another flashed, "The Great Current welcomes you." A third, its lettering black and blocky, read, "Dalla, murderous." As the procession continued, the velvety tones of Holocaster Javis Tyr floated out from the monitor, describing the action.
"Passing Medway Avenue, a drum corps has begun. I believe it's a percussion arrangement of Tialga Hath Fallen, a traditional Alderaanian air about a warrior queen who makes a stand against impossible odds so her children can reach safe haven." "Yes, that's it indeed. And you can hear the polyphonic tones of the sequential bells substituting for Alderaanian flutes in this arrangement. Just passing under the mid-level Medway Avenue pedwalk, which you can see is raining silver flimsy confetti down on each vehicle in a constant downpour. I'm given to understand that this is symbolic of tears. This would be the tears of the Admiral's non-aquatic mourners, since the natives of Mon Cal do not cry. Is the vehicle carrying Jagged Fell, head of state of the Galactic Empire? There are reports that Fell faces increased political opposition within the Empire, so it's very generous of him to take a day off from interplanetary matters to pay his respects to the fallen Admiral. Next is the vehicle of the Mon Calamari Embassy, notable for its liquid-filled rear compartments and topside entrance hatches. Curb weight of the Mon Cal vehicle in its liquid-filled configuration is in excess of 30 tons, and it can only set down on specially reinforced landing pads owing to its high kilograms per square centimeter ratio. Next is..."
Dalla muted the sound. While she would not object to a drum corps participating in her own funeral, the thought of her ceremony being narrated bothered her to a degree that she had not anticipated. Just the notion of someone like Tyr participating in any capacity was disturbing. She would not have wished it on Nyathol. The procession finally reached the plaza of the Founders. The casket vehicle and the first 30 or so speeders turned to starboard and began a slow, spiraling approach to the center of the plaza, where temporary stages and landing pads had been erected. The casket vehicle landed on the tallest pad. The other speeders set down in a series of semicircles, looking like parentheses bracketing the stages, and participants streamed out from them to ascend the construction. An elegant middle-aged man, fit but prematurely white-haired, wearing the dress uniform of a starfighter command general, took the central stage's lectern. The words, "General Tycho Selchu, GA Starfighter Command, retired," flashed up under his face as he began speaking. Dalla sighed and cradled her head in her hands. Of course it would be someone like Selju. He'd worked with Nyathol during her final years in office and retired when she had, but he had not dealt with Jason Solo and was untouched by Solo's corrosive legacy. He was a good speaker, popular with both enlisted and officer ranks. He would make a speech that would cause the listeners to resent even more bitterly the loss of Nyathol. People visiting Nyathol's memorial would have only to touch a button on the marker stone to have the address pop up before them in holographic form, preserved forever. Dalla sighed. Nothing was going right. Nothing was going right.